through them because, for one, children's ministry runs on a separate schedule than us, and last week I went long and I heard about it. And so we're going to try and stay on their schedule a little bit so that way we can end about the same time. But if you'll join me, we'll open up in a word of prayer and then we'll dive into our text. So Father God, we just come before you. And God, I just pray that as we get ready to be in your word, and God, it's so incredible that we get to read your word that you have preserved through the centuries, that they've tried to do away with it. They've tried to disprove it. But God, as Psalm 18 says, your word is true. And so I pray that as we open it up today, we see your truth through it. And then God, may it sink into our hearts so that we apply it to our lives. May we not just be hearers this morning, but also doers of your word. So we pray all of this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Luke chapter 12, starting in verse 1, it says, "In the meantime, when so many thousands of the people had gathered together that they were trampling one another, he, being Jesus, began to say to his disciples first, 'Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. Nothing is covered up that will not be revealed, or hidden that will not be known. Therefore, whatever you have said in the dark shall be heard in the light, and what you have whispered in private rooms shall be proclaimed on the housetops.'" And so here Jesus is saying, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. This is not the first time that Jesus has warned the disciples to beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, but here he finally goes into the explanation. He says, this is what it is. It is hypocrisy. Because the Pharisees, as you've heard and read through, they were these religious elites that they took pride in being as religious as they could be. And then took pride in putting their religious burdens on everybody else. And so here they were like, we keep the law so well and you guys don't, and we're going to put even more restrictions on you. And Jesus says they're hypocrites. Because on the outside, what they're looking like is, we do this all for the glory of God. We do it so that he can be worshiped. But instead, all they wanted was the praise themselves. All they wanted was for them to be recognized. It was, look at how great I am. Look at how good I obey the law. Jesus talks about being in the temple one day, and he looks and he sees a Pharisee who is praying, and the Pharisee says, "Oh God, I thank you that I am not like all these other sinners who disobey you. God, I tithe twice as much as them. I fast twice a week. God, thank you that I'm not like this low life tax collector over here." And so here he is saying, look at me. Like, he's trying to do this religious thing of, it's all about you, God, thank you, but it's about himself. And so what Jesus is warning us here is that we should not seek after self-glory. That's what the Pharisees were all about. Look out for the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy, because it appears that they're doing everything for God. They're doing the religious acts, they're serving, they're giving, they're teaching, they're praying, but it's not for God, it's for themselves. That it is possible for us to take a service that is meant to glorify God and for us to steal that glory for ourselves. For us to, for myself even, to prepare messages and be like, all right, what's going to get people to be like, oh yeah, that's really good. Oh, that he was so smooth, and nobody ever said that. But you know, it's just like he explained that so well. Andy, you did great. Thank you, guys. But it's like, whoa, this isn't about what I can get out of this. When I serve, it's not about